The Kansas City Quills are open for your entries right now. If you don't know, the Quills are the premier competition for KC communicators to get professional feedback and recognition for the great work that you do every day. It's not rocket science to enter, but you can't wait too long because the deadline for submission is April 15th. In this podcast, we talk to Stacy Dixon, who is overseeing this year's competition, and we also speak to a previous Best of Show winner. I'm Roy Harriman, and this is KCIABC Today. Our guest today is Stacy Dixon, who is our Vice President of Professional Development with KCIABC. And at her day job, she is in marketing at Keiko Isom, a national accounting firm. And we are here to talk about Kansas City Quills, which is a unique opportunity to have your work recognized for yourself, your boss, your peers, and to get great feedback from professionals. Now, the awards event itself is July 16th, but the entry deadline is long before that. And in fact, it's coming up April 15th. Now, this April 15th deadline, it's a good deadline with the prospect of reward, not like the other deadline that hits that day that we're not even going to mention that one here today, right? Stacy, you are leading the charge this year with KC Quills. Now, definitely there is some effort in preparing an entry, but what do you think is the value that Kansas City communicators can receive from their effort in preparing an entry and being a part of KC Quills?
Wow. For me, I think the value really has just kind of been increased credibility, just that validation that my work really is strategic and measurable. You know, you're competing against big companies, you know, Hallmark, Sprint, HNTB, big companies in the metro area. So it really is a competitive evaluation of your work. And so I have found that personally very valuable and just kind of validate that I do know what I'm doing. I'm doing it right. And then you also get some feedback from international judges. So you can find really good ways to improve if you maybe haven't quite hit that mark.
The feedback is great. And as you said, if you're not in a large corporation, maybe you're a smaller pool of people, it can give you some validation and insight. What do you think it says to your current or prospective employer if you can share out an award you've won or even the fact that you participated?
Well, I think that just the preparation process is very valuable. You really kind of have to think through strategically how you have approached your project. So the fact that you're able to do that and, you know, it's very concise. It's just a 2-page write-up. You have to be clear about, you know, really what it is that you're attempting to achieve. And then it goes all the way through measurable results tied back to those goals. So the write-up process itself, I think, just shows that you do think strategically, that you are results-oriented, and that you're tying those together within your project. So that's very valuable for either a current situation or if you're looking for a new opportunity, being able to showcase that. I mean, I've submitted those when I've been on my job hunt in the past. I've submitted my write-up as a work sample to give them an idea of what I'm capable of. So it can be very beneficial.
Oh, that's a great idea. Now, someone may think right off the bat that they don't have anything to enter. It's not been a productive year or they haven't done enough. But if I've got this right, there are at least 4 broad categories that you can enter under just to start out. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
We have 4 divisions and then like 47 categories. So it is pretty broad, but the divisions are communications research management. So that's really looking at research and measurement and how you're using that data then to drive your strategic communications. There's a communications management division, which is crosses the gamut of internal, external, looking really at your integrated strategic communication planning. Then there is a division for communication training and education. And then the final division is communication skills.
As I pull that up on the website, it's just amazing with, as you said, 4 overall umbrella categories and then 47 categories. And there's so many niche opportunities there. It's hard to think that there wouldn't be something where someone has a good opportunity to excel.
Exactly. I mean, just thinking about, you know, we all write for a living as a business communicator. Certainly there's some piece of your writing that you feel is exceptional. It might not be a total campaign, but you might have just that one element that, you know, was really good that you could showcase. And
And we've got very clear guidelines on our website. As I was preparing for our conversation here, everything seemed laid out very clearly. But beyond that, what type of support do we have for people who have questions or might have any kind of difficulty whatsoever?
There are several resources that you can find on the website as well. Our international organization supports us, and they have a couple of nice, the Midas Touch, there's links to those resources that walk you through. There's actually an example out on International's website, and I link through to those, so you can find those through the local KCIABC.com site. And then I also have a little page of tips and tricks that some of the senior folks have put together over the years of some, you know, specific suggestions to make sure that you're submitting a good entry and, you know, really going to achieve the best result.
Tell us a little bit about the event itself, which is in July.
It will be a celebration of the winners, recognizing all of our excellent communicators within the metro area. And most likely it will be at our normally scheduled luncheon, the same way that we did it last year. It was very successful. We had quite a few attendees that, you know, hadn't even, like, I attended and I didn't enter last year, but because it was a luncheon, it was very affordable and it was a great way for me to support my colleagues that did win.
It is. These events are a lot of fun. I've been to several of them, and what was amazing last year was I didn't enter and I actually won an award. But I don't think I probably shouldn't have said anything. Now it's too late.
Is that one of the special awards?
I didn't ask any questions. That's a lie. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's great just to connect with people and to celebrate with them. Stacy, anything else you'd like to add?
Again, the deadline's April 15th. I mean, I feel like we're giving you plenty of notice to start preparing now and be able to meet that deadline. Certainly, if they have questions, they can reach out to me. My contact information is on the website as well. I've won a quill the last two times that I've entered, and it's pretty exciting. And I worked at a nonprofit with not a lot of budget and not necessarily that creative of programs either, but because they were solid, I could share my results and they were measurable and tied back to my goals. That carries a lot of weight. Anyone can win.
Anyone can win. You could work for a small nonprofit and be a giant killer up against global corporations here. So Stacy has been a winner of different Quill Awards. We're also going to include in this podcast another winner to hear their perspective. Stacy, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you very much.
Well, as promised, we have a guest with us now who is a winner in the Kansas City Quills, and it is Sammy Carter, a past president of KCIABC, and she is senior communications manager at Midwest Dairy Association. And Sammy, not only are you a winner, but last year your entry won Best in Show. And of course, it's great to win anything, but how has being a KC Quills winner been of benefit to you professionally?
You know what? For me, my day-to-day work is usually directed across 10 states, which does include Kansas and Missouri, but winning a quill, I would say for me, has added visibility to the work that I do here locally on behalf of the Midwest dairy farmers. And I think it also helps show that nonprofit work doesn't mean boring or unchallenging. So I like dispelling that myth a little bit. And at one point, Midwest Dairy's work had been a previous Best in Show finalist. So for me personally, I was able to realize a personal goal. It's one thing to know that you do great work, but having a testimonial from winning a quill is just an extra feather in your cap.
Sure. Well, that's an interesting point that you made also, though, was that winning the award, not only was it gratifying personally, but that it brought more visibility to your organization of itself. Sammy, tell us just a little bit about your entry last year. What did you submit?
Midwest Dairy had filmed a parody video that showcased our dairy farmers' commitment to and passion for feeding America. It included dairy farmers from ages 1 to 81, and it was fun in that it was set to the tune of the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations, but the song of our, or the title of our parody was Feedin' a Nation. And in June, which is also National Dairy Month, we actually partnered with Feeding America, the nation's leading charity in domestic hunger relief, to help raise awareness that there was a need in food banks. Milk is rarely donated, but very much requested by clients. So we asked people to watch our video in support of hunger relief through Feeding America. And so for every video view, up to 20,000 views of our video, we donated $1. So through the video, we attracted 20,000 views and donated $20,000 to Feeding America. And we also, in turn, brought more awareness to the need of food bank donations.
Well, that is a phenomenal project, not only for the impact and the fun, but also the fact of being able to win and having it be a part of your professional portfolio. Sammy, any other thoughts on why it's worth participating or submitting in Casey Quills?
Well, I think it's important to know that the Quills is part of the professional programming offered by KCIBC. You mentioned I'm a past president, so I'm also a very much a vested volunteer. So I'd like people to know that when they participate in the Quills, they're contributing to the vitality and the legacy of our chapter. So I'm very thankful to the volunteers, our members and non-members, and our sponsors who contribute to the success of our chapter through their participation.
All right. Well, if you're not convinced already, go to kciabc.com and click on the Quills link and get started. Thank you, Sammy, for joining us.
Thanks, Roy.